Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk about Amazon. So Amazon, after Amazon reported earnings last week, what were the three biggest insights you took away from their report? And are you more bullish on them as an investor as a result?
Yeah, Amazon's one of my favorite companies. One of our top picks in Red Panda has been for a while. Point number one, double-digit revenue growth is the norm for Amazon. So Q2 of last year was an exception. So 2023, it was up 10.8%. 2021, it was up 27.2%. Number two, the quarterly revenue was amazing. So the quarter two of 2023, they did $134.4 billion in one quarter. Mm-hmm. And then Amazon Web Services did $22.1 billion. Amazing company. They could be the largest revenue company in the world in about 3 or 4 years. One stat that I look at is how long does it take a company to make $1 million? They even beat Apple. Apple comes in at a minute and 35 seconds. Every 58 seconds, Amazon makes $1 million. So by the time we went through the announcement and an invest test lineup, they probably make $12 million just in that time frame. And I really think if a couple of streaming players fall apart, they could eventually fill in the gap and be maybe the third or fourth best player in that space and start to monetize a lot better there. I love Amazon. It's one of my favorite companies of all time. Definitely an investment I'm looking to hold for the next 10 or 15 years, but they are just killing it. And we can argue they don't even have, I love the current CEO that they have, but they don't have maybe a Jamie Dimon in banking or a Tim Cook at Apple. I always think if they got another person to hold that role for 2 or 3 years, like how much more effective and impactful or Bezos comeback could it be? So Amazon, literally, like if you think about, I wish I can get my packages delivered. I can get my medicine delivered. I can scan all of my healthcare data. It tells me what I need to buy in advance. I can have it shipped to my door and I don't have to travel and be stuck in traffic. if you were growing up in the 1990s or early 2000s, this is a company that you prayed for. They are here now and here to stay. Absolute amazing performance. Their revenue in 2013 quarter two was $15.7 billion. I reiterate again, this past quarter, $134.4 billion in one quarter. Amazon's one of the greatest companies of all time, and a hell of a growth period since then.
Still one of my favorites. I'm still staying by it. It's just interesting. Like, even when you talk about the quarterly revenue, like 2 years ago, having a $100 billion quarter was something that we didn't even hear of.
Yep.
Right. First it was Apple, and then we saw Amazon. Now it's like consistently happening. But it's interesting when we talked, when you looked maybe 2 weeks ago at the reports from Microsoft and what was the things that was slowing it down, cloud service. Yeah. You looked at Google's report, what was slowing it down? Cloud service. And so they almost felt like the precursor for when you saw Amazon reporting that cloud service would be pulled back. And that was going to the complete opposite. It rose by 12%. 12% growth, AWS, like by itself, 12% increase.
Yeah.
You're talking over $22 billion in a quarter just on that. The other thing that is shocking, and maybe it's not shocking to people who've been following the company, is the amount of growth that they had on the advertising side.
Absolutely.
It's something that never gets talked about, because when we think advertising, the first thing people think of is Meta, and they think Facebook and how they have online ads. And maybe you think of Google in terms of YouTube, but they have, for the past 8 quarters, had better reporting in advertising than all of them.
Yeah, they've been crushing it.
They've been crushing it in that space. And then another point that you just brought up was that the deliveries are getting faster. And so it went from 2 day to same day. Mm-hmm. And from a consumer standpoint, that's great. Because it's like, okay, well, we can get our products faster. But from a business standpoint, think about that. How much less do they now have to pay for transportation?
Yeah.
Right? The fuel that it costs, the transportation from flying the merchandising. For the past 2 to 3 years, we've been talking about the infrastructure. And, I remember in, like, some of the early episodes of Market Mondays, they were like, these are the years. Every 4 years, they build their infrastructure. So it costs them. It costs them to build. But when that build out happens and they take over malls and they take over drop shipping centers, it becomes more advantageous as the years go on. Now you see why, right? Because now they cut costs on that. So Amazon, I mean, super bullish on it. I've been, all the analysts are looking at it like this is it's the time. Now it's like sit back and enjoy the ride, because the infrastructure is here. Cloud service is building. And even like you said, from a streaming service, most people don't even think of Amazon Prime
at all
that they have to go to. And it's kind of one of those businesses that they just have. And they're going to wait for the right moment, I'm sure, to put something innovative. But, love Amazon for all the reasons that you just said, in addition to the ones I just mentioned.
Yeah, and as they're building out the infrastructure, I think if they start to do a lot better job of advertising alongside the content, that's something no one has. Like, you can't watch Mission Impossible 14 and directly click buy, or watch Power, or it would be dope even just to watch Market Mondays on Amazon Prime and be able to buy the hoodies directly off of the site. We're like seamless ordering. Click one button, order it, goes to Prime, have it same day, next day. There's a lot of innovation that like a Netflix could not do in comparison, or Disney Plus. So I'll look for them to be a lot more competitive in that space. But even if I go back to 2019, AWS is at $8.4 billion, and it's now at 22. This company's just absolutely amazing, man. Like, they haven't had any real fall off over like the last 10 to 15 years. And the stock could definitely get better over the next 10 to 12.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.